You heard tell him to say pussy. He went to the army and just stayed 6 months. And they were walking and I was cooking for his mama. I cooked it for his daddy and mama 18 years.
Is that right?
I dressed Joe, when the youth first started grinding to Lumpkin, I would have to get up, stay right around there where Tom B stayed, out my bed and go up there and get them four children ready for to catch that school bus. His mama was in the post office. And I would go up there and get them up and they would catch the bus. And well, they'll wake up over there after I done got the children off of school. And Mr. Lewis said, "Aunt Fanny, is my children all going to school?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I'm glad, cause Miss Maddie, she be tired working the post office." And said, "I'm glad I got you, Gilmo." And I stayed there with them 18 years.
I see. What church? Do you go to church?
Yes.
I
go to that church right off from old Mr. Libby.
Uh-huh. What's the name of it?
St. Paul.
Uh-huh. St. Paul's Methodist?
Yes.
Methodist church?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then the Baptist church on that street, go at the end of that street, that the Baptist church.
Uh-huh. Did you say it's near Miss Olivia's?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now these questions, a lot of them are just how do you all pronounce things around here? So I'll say a part of a sentence and then I'll stop and let you finish it, okay? What do you call the later part of the daylight hours before supper, say around 3 or 4 in p.m.? You might say, "Well, I expect to see him later this..." What word would you use there if you mean you're going to see him around 3 or 4 p.m.? You'd say, "I expect to see him later this..."
Talking about that, what I would say after dark.
No, before it gets dark. Yeah, later on this
night.
Before night. When it's, you know, like 3 or 4 o'clock, you might say later on this
evening.
Okay. And what do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, "I got up this morning before..."
Four o'clock or something like that. Four o'clock.
Okay, and if you're talking about the word with sun in it, you might say, "I got up this morning before..."
The sun rose.
Okay, would you say, "I got up before sun..." Would you be more likely to say, "I got up this morning before sun up or sunrise?"
Yeah, I said, "I got up after the sun rose."
Okay. And if you got up very, very early, you might, in telling somebody, say, "Oh, this morning I got up before..."
About 2 o'clock.
Okay. Would you say before sun up or before sunrise, do you reckon?
Yeah.
If you didn't know, you know exactly what time it was. If you didn't know whether it was 2 or 3 o'clock, but you wanted to say that it was before the sun appeared, you might say, "Well, I got up before..."
The sun rose this morning.
Okay.